Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Yep, 716 now at the People's Health Center. Stop by. We got some Joe's Cafe donuts for you. It's a great day at Joe's Cafe. Hot breakfast, fresh donuts, home cooking made daily. Stop by or visit joesknowsfood.com. It's Medicare Open Enrollment Day, and we're going to be here at 3017 Vets in Metairie all day long, all the way through Scoot. They got people sitting around waiting to help you with your Medicare Open Enrollment or just to answer any questions you have about Medicare. And I do know this, if my memory serves me properly, you do have to, when you age into Medicare, there is something active that you have to do. You can't just ignore it because, again, if I remember this correctly, if you don't do what you're supposed to do, you could face a penalty that lasts for the rest of your life, and you don't want that to happen. Koki Riley joins us now, our friend, to talk about LSU football. He, of course, the LSU beat writer for The Advocate. How you doing, Koki?
Doing well. How's it going?
Everything's going well. Tell me about LSU's running game.
Yeah, it was definitely improved this past week. 166 rushing yards on 30 attempts. Good for, you know, five and a half yards a pop. They got some explosive runs on the ground. They got the 56-yard run from Jawan Johnson. That was a season high. It was just a very, very efficient day. It was a pretty efficient day for LSU's run game, and I think that definitely helped out Garrett Nussmeier in the offense.
Tell me about Garrett Nussmeier and his health as far as we know.
Yeah, I thought he looked a lot healthier this week. Nussmeier, of course, been working through an abdomen injury, a torso injury, middle body injury.
Well, that's why I asked that, because on TV they were saying it was a hip, and then I've heard it was an abdomen. Do we know exactly what it is?
It's an abdomen/torso sort of injury where it effectively affected the way he could turn and drive the football through his middle half. And I think you saw a much healthier Nussmeier this past week, and I think that was probably the most important takeaway from this past week's game, because, yes, there were some mistakes through the two interceptions he threw, but he was throwing the ball with much better velocity. He was moving around much better. He ran and scrambled for some yards. He was also dealing with an ankle injury. But it seemed like he could deal with that much easier than what was going on with his abdomen.
Tell me about the LSU defensive backs. Boy, they had a good night.
Yeah, absolutely. South Carolina only completed one pass of more than 10 air yards, I believe, if I'm remembering that correctly. PJ Woodland played very well. Mansoor Delane had the massive pass breakup toward the end of the game. Delane has really been arguably the best cornerback in the country. He's been absolutely lights out, good for them. Again, the secondary has been really, really good this season. Tamarcus Cooley, the safety, had the interception. DJ Pickett stepped up and played really well as a true freshman. The secondary is easily the best secondary they've had under Brian Kelly, and it's light years better than what they had 2 years ago when they had trouble stopping anybody.
How about the receiving core?
Yeah, Aaron Anderson was hurt, so they needed someone to step up, and that guy ended up being Tre'Davious Green, the former basketball star, high school basketball star, and former LSU basketball player. And you can kind of see those basketball skills on display with that touchdown where he just kind of goes up for the rebound, right, with that jump ball. And he had some explosive plays. I think he had four catches that went for at least 11 yards. And he was absolutely massive. He had a big 6'7" frame, really good athlete, can move in space. He really saw on that display, he catches for 119 yards.
You think they underuse him? Because I don't know how you defend him. I really don't.
Yeah, I think part of it this season at least. Well, there's a couple of things. Well, one, there was some of the blocking issues that he had at least last season and a little bit this year as well, where he had sort of trouble getting low and getting underneath guys' pads and being an effective blocker, which is an important part of just playing that tight end position, right? Because when you're in the game, you don't want to be predictable that they're going to pass it, right? So that's mm-hmm. part of it. And a lot of, but for this season, I think a lot of it is just the injury that he suffered in week two against Louisiana Tech, where he had that MCL sprain, and he's still not 100% from that injury. He said after the game the other night that his knee's only at 80%. So he had an 8-catch, 119-yard performance despite his knee only being at 80%. Tells you how talented that guy is, really.
Mm-hmm. The only thing I wanted to get back to with Nussmeier was his ankle, because you kept seeing him. We kept seeing him limp a lot on and off the field. Do you know if that's an ongoing thing or not, or was it a one-off?
It's something that he was dealing with during the game and suffered during the game. At least that's what Brian Kelly indicated. It's not like a high ankle sprain or anything. It's remedial, so there's nothing major about it. And he should be fine moving forward. But as you could see this week, he could play through it a lot easier because, mm-hmm. Again, like he was just driving the ball with the sort of velocity and fervor that we just haven't seen him do this season. And it seemed like he could still make plays and drive those balls off his foot despite, you know, kind of having that very mild ankle.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Injury.
All right, let me take a break. We'll pick it up. We come back. We're talking about LSU. We'll look at Vanderbilt when we return. We are live. It's Medicare Enrollment Day. We're at People's Health Medicare Center on Vets near Causeway. If you have any questions, Medicare experts are going to be here all day to help. I'm here till 10. Newell will be here from 10 to 1 and Scoot from 1 to 4. We will be right back on WWL 722 Traffic Now. 727 Tommy Tucker, WWL, live on location, People's Health Center, 3017 Vets in Metairie. Come on out. CS LSU taking on Vanderbilt, an early game. How you feel about that early game, Koki? I'm not nuts about that.
Yeah, I don't absolutely love it either. But I guess it prevents me from staying up till, you know, 2 in the morning. So I guess there is.
To your article, yeah.
To it. Yeah, yeah.
I should tell people we're talking to Koki Riley, LSU beat writer for The Advocate. How do you think LSU is going to adjust to it? And tell me about your concerns going into Vanderbilt to take on, is it Diego Pava? Is that how you say his name?
Diego Pavia, yeah. He's a
Pavia.
Feisty, mobile quarterback, really tough kid. They kind of run this unique offense where it's kind of like a triple option, but there's a pretty strong passing attack that goes along with it. Their tight end, Eli Stowers, is one of the best tight ends in the country. So it's a tricky, unique offense. And they have a quarterback who can really execute that offense. And, I mean, they beat Alabama with it last year. So, and they're ranked this season, as you can see from their record. This is a very dangerous team that they can't take for granted at all. And as for the early starts, Brian Kelly said they're going to practice early on, Wednesday and Thursday. I think that's meant to sort of help with the early start.
What matchup has you concerned most?
I think when you when you're talking about Vanderbilt, it's just the way that their tricky offense runs, and you just have to be very disciplined with where the football is at all times. And again, sort of that triple option threat that I was sort of talking about, where Rapavia can run. You have Cedric Alexander, the running back, who's pretty talented. You have a really veteran offensive line. This is a very veteran team. They know exactly what they're doing. It's tons of seniors and returning starters. So if you're not disciplined in your approach, they can really get to you. And, you know, if LSU is a little too eager or a little too aggressive, they can definitely get burned by that.
Thank you, Cokie. Appreciate your time. Cokie Riley, LSU beat writer for The Advocate. We are at People's Health on Medicare Open Enrollment Day. I think Diego Pavia would qualify for open enrollment. He's 24, petitioning to be in college more, stay more in college, and play more college football. We'll take a break. Come back right now. Time for WWL First News.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah, you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.